Would you welcome, please, Paul O'Mahony.
Friendship is the foundation. Friendship is the foundation of your growth. Without friendship, you will wither. Those words, Toastmasters, were found etched inside a cave in Norway about 15 years ago. They are some of the oldest pieces of wisdom that have ever been written by a member of Homo sapiens. There is a debate going on about whether those symbols, and they have deciphered them, whether those symbols were written at the time when Homo sapiens were overcoming the Neanderthals. I leave you to judge the tall tale I've just told you. But it isn't really a tall tale if I say to you that friendship matters, is it? It isn't a tall tale if I say to you that without friendship you will wither. I'm going to use the word friendship in the broadest meaning to include love, affection, and admiration. You'll have your own definition of friendship because you have already experienced friends. Some of you have never been to a Toastmasters conference before, isn't that right? Would you please raise your hands? Thank you very much. Anne, Martin, great, fantastic. I was in the same boat as you in the winter of 2017. I had just had the very, very bad luck, Toastmaster, to win the Division A Topics contest in Cork. It was awful. How was I going to tell my wife that I was going to have to spend about 500 euros out of our family kitty in order to traipse off to Sheffield on a flight to Manchester, a train to Sheffield, buy a hotel room and buy people drinks in order to help me win? How was I, that amount of money? Some of you here have invested in your own future. I hope you will find that your investment paid off as well as mine did, because I was very, very lucky. I am a member of Blarney Toastmasters Club, and my own club gave me 100 euros out of, and you know how much money the club gets from every new member? A pittance, yes? Very, very little. So it was a substantial investment, and I gave the person I'm going to name in a minute a huge hug. In addition to that, that same person happened to be a division director. And during the division final, they held a raffle to give a little bit of money to the winner. And who got it? I got it. 100 and 100. Still cost me 500 or 600 euros. But to this day, and I want to name him Ted Malanthi. Ted Malanthi was the individual in Blarney Toastmasters who saved me from the ire of my wife. I was able to say to her, look, I can't back out. They've given me 100 euros. It worked. I went. It cost. But I call that friendship. I call that individual who had influence in the club and the fellow members in Blarney Club who gave me money out of the funds on which the club had been built. That division director broke no Toastmasters rules. The contest was self-funding. There was a little bit of extra money in the kitty, and it was given to pay me to go. Friendship, Ted Malanthi. If you can hear me, and I did actually mean to, I am actually recording the speech on here. Ted Malanthi, I thank you. Do you have a Ted Malanthi in your life? Well, it wasn't only Ted Malanthi, you see. This is at the Anglo-Irish meeting. So I go to the Anglo-Irish meeting. Fantastic. Wonderful. I come out of the Anglo-Irish meeting and I go, you know what you do immediately after? You go straight to the bar. So this woman at the bar is there and she's ordering gin and tonic. I love people who like gin and tonic. I drink gin and tonic. So I said to this complete stranger, ah, you're a gin lover, are you? She turned to me in an accent I couldn't decipher, and said, yes. We have been friends ever since that day. She has come and stayed in my house, and my wife has told me that she's welcome to come back again. Not everybody gets that welcome to come back again. Who was she? From Canada. Living in Scotland. I see Reg there, he's nodding, he knows. Who is Laura Bruce. Laura Bruce and I have become great, great friends. And the best bit of news I can tell, because she was a public relations manager for the district. But I can tell you something about Laura Bruce. She has set up a distillery, and it's super gin. Look it up. It's called Chemistry Gin or something like that. It won a big prize at a blind tasting in my kitchen recently. But Laura Bruce is my friend. What a wonderful thing. I had somebody who was multicultural. And that wasn't all. Across the bar, the lobby, came this short, stout guy in a pink jacket and a multicoloured shirt. You know Joseph and the multicoloured thing? And I saw, oh my God, a well-dressed man in colours. I'm only used to women being in colours. Most men I knew in Toastmasters never dressed in colour. Phil Heath is very well dressed this evening. Yes, who was it?
Michael J. Clarke.
Michael J. Clarke. I saw the man across the room and I was drawn irresistibly to Michael J. Clarke. He was too big for me to hug. I have been in friendship with Michael J. Clarke ever since that evening. It was just awesome. So there are three examples. The money, the gin and tonic, and the sartorial elegance. But that wasn't all. That wasn't all. I'm here this evening thanks to those three and one other experience. And it is that I was in the final of the Table Topics contest. And I was about the first speaker, the worst position to draw on. The topic was, winter is coming, which do you prefer, winter or summer or winter? I gave a fabulous speech, according to myself. The person who won that contest broke all the rules as far as I was concerned. What did David Clinton do? David Clinton, stand up please. Let the room acknowledge David Clinton, the winner of 2017 Table Topics Contest, District Champion, David Clinton. What did David Clinton do? He jumped off the stage, grabbed the Irish flag. Damn job you didn't grab the UK flag. And he jumped off the platform. Well, you can't beat that. He sat down beside me. I turned to him, didn't know the guy at all, and said, well, you've won. But it's what happened after I was disqualified that has stayed with me forever. I actually would urge you to be disqualified in the final of a district conference because of what happened to me. I was disqualified, and coming out of the room, you know, you're not meant to be told very much if you're disqualified for time. But Moira Beaton, I acknowledge you, I bless you, because she was the chief judge. And I went up to her and I said, I didn't know whether it was okay to ask, how much was I disqualified by 1 second? 1 second, she told me 1 second. I loved her for that, because it did me a whole lot of good. And I wish she was in the room with us, because I do love that Scottish accent, but leave that for a second. But the key thing is that I was disqualified by 1 second. I wouldn't have beaten David Clinton, by the way, David. I've told you a million times. You were way advanced of me. But the key thing is that being disqualified gave me the opportunity to be able to say, I did my best. So what? Do I really want to earn my living talking about the difference between winter and summer? It was a really developmental thing. To this day, I struggle with time, but Matty is keeping me on the right guidelines. Thank you, Matty, very much. But yes, so I give you an Irish man, Ted Mullanphy. I give you a Canadian, lived in Scotland and in Northern Ireland, and went to the South Island in New Zealand, and now lives in Australia. Oh, bless her, bless her, bless her, distills gin. And I'm a gin taster, as some of you may know. Finally, Maura Beaton. Scotland, Ireland, England, everything. That's why I'm here. I'm here because of what all those people did for me and what they meant to me. Nowhere else would I have got that quality of sensation within me, the feeling that I click with this person. I would have them at the same dinner table in my house with my wife and daughter. That to me is the litmus test, I must admit. If I can see the person sitting down, and all of those people have, in a way, made me who I am. You need friends. You all have your own Ted Mullanphy, Laura Bruce, Michael J. Clarke, and Moira Beaton. Thank them for getting you here today, because you definitely need friends. Toastmaster.